Hello, everyone, and welcome to today's IBM program titled Integration eBusiness on Demand. Before we begin, I'd like to make a few administrative announcements. First, the presentation can be viewed online at www.ibm.com/partnerworld/software. Please go to the BP Zone under Events and Conferences, click on the Teleconferences section, and select Marketing Lunch and Learn Teleconferences. Second, today's broadcast is being recorded. Now at this time, for opening remarks and introductions, I'd like to turn things over to Christy Schaffner, Channel Marketing Manager for IBM Software. Christy, please go ahead.
Thank you, April. Hi, everyone. Welcome to our Integration Lunch and Learn. So this is our third teleconference in the series. As you all know, we began on February 17th with kind of an overview call to position all of the six big plays. Then we covered automation on March 25th and people productivity on April 8th. So this is kind of our third section drilling down on specific big plays, and we're thrilled to cover integration today. And just so you know, that replay audio files for all of these calls are being posted to the BP Zone in the same place that April just mentioned, where you can find the e-meeting details for this call or the presentation download, and that's in the BP Zone under Events and then in Teleconferences, and it's the Marketing Lunch and Learns. Also, get your pens out as a particular note. If you're joining us in the e-meeting, you'll see the entire presentation. If you have downloaded the presentation, it does not actually include the third segment of our presentation, which we're really excited about. We today are co-hosting this call with Think Thursday, and Think Thursday is a brand new IBM Software Business Partner Enablement Program. And today is the inaugural call, and we'll hear from Sunil Soares, who will talk to us about how to make money with business integration solutions. And we'll talk a little bit more about Think Thursday toward the end of the call and what it's all about. But we're really thrilled to have that as part of our agenda for today. But if you would like to pull down Sunil's presentation so that you have it on your hard disk, and if you're not following along on the e-meeting, I'll just take you through the URL and access information here briefly. The URL is http://extranet, so extranet, .lotus.com/sales talk, and that's all one word, S-A-L-E-S-T-A-L-K. So that's the URL to get there. And then the username to enter is sales with a capital S and then lowercase A-L-E-S and a space and then a capital T and a lowercase A-L-K, so that's sales talk. And then with the password is actually Go Lotus. It's all one word, lowercase, so it's G-O-L-O-T-U-S. So again, that's sales talk with a capital S and a capital T, and then password Go Lotus. So if you'd like to download Sunil's presentation specifically, we encourage you to check out that quick place, and that's actually where all of the information on this great new Think Thursday program will be posted. So it's a good URL to hang on to anyhow. Before we hear from Sunil, we'll have some opening remarks from Scott Cooper, who's our Vice President of Business Partner Marketing. And then we have a great presentation lined up from Christopher Spate, who's the Program Manager for the Integration Big Play. Excuse me. As always, following all the presentations, we'll have a Q&A session, and that's where we really look forward to your participation and input. So as you can see, it's a robust agenda, and that's why we've allocated 90 minutes today. We hope to go a little bit shy of that, but let's go ahead and get started. So, Scott, over to you.
Very much, and hello, everyone. Thank you for taking time out of your day to spend with us. We want to give you an overview of our marketing programs for 2004 and some specifics on how you can participate. If you can go to the next chart, please, that talks about turning e-business on demand into customer demand. There's a real change in the way we're going to market this year in the software group. From an approach in previous years where we really marketed individual products or individual software brands with many tactics hitting the marketplace and good coverage, we've taken a different approach this year and organized around what we've called six big plays or six key categories that will drive all our marketing themes around. And you'll hear an overview of each one of these plays, the details of the kind of campaigns we'll run, the kind of activities and tactics that we'll drive around these plays. But the logic behind this was to take a more focused approach at the marketplace. We've selected these plays largely as a result of our market research. It says these are the categories under which organizations are purchasing technologies these years, or at least technology that's relevant to IBM. And what we wanted to do was to say if we could build a cohesive and probably as importantly, very visible set of tactics that we would attack each one of these categories of spending under, we believe it'll be far easier for our own teams as well as our partners to participate in those plays. So rather than, you know, some of the things at times were somewhat embarrassing in the past where we had, you know, multiple contacts into the same customer around two different categories of products or two different even related products or, you know, advertisements that ran in the same magazine or on IBM software. This approach gives us a very, very clean way of talking about our key capabilities in the marketplace and around these themes, SMB, people, productivity, automation, integration, et cetera. So the idea here is not to become abstract or distant from the product. At the end of the day, we're still asking a customer to make a purchase of some technology, that technology being both IBM technology and technology or a service from our business partners. But there's an organizing principle here that we will take going forward in talking to the marketplace in more business-like terms or in the terms that they use to describe the kind of purchasing they're doing. If you go to the next chart, as a partner, there's really a decision to make here around how you want to participate in the IBM marketing activities. All of you have taken the time to learn more, so obviously there's some interest in some joint go-to-market with us at IBM. But that interest can range from simply participating in programs, you know, being a member of Partner World, purchasing a value pack, and using some of the tools that we provide, campaign design or executive assessment, et cetera, kind of the basic things like that. For the next set of partners who build a partner plan, who meet with their business partner rep, who understand at a greater level of detail each of these plays, and we recognize that all of these plays won't be relevant to every partner. We think quite frequently it'll be, you know, one or two plays that a partner will participate in. But what things that we're doing that are relevant to your particular business design, there's lots of both content available around those plays. There's calendars that detail every single activity we'll do around those plays. And there's also funding available and matched funding, and we call it co-marketing funding, for partners who build a plan along with us and their business partner rep, who execute tactics that complement our tactics or use some of the other assistance we provide around running web conferences and things like that. The base there is in kind of the opportunity to participate in that is gauged upon your commitment to us and your willingness to build a plan and make your tactics and leads visible to us. And that ranges up to the partners who will be closest with us and kind of most actively engaged with us will be those who have the deepest degree of skills and who have demonstrated in the past the ability to run co-marketing programs and have success with those things. So it's not just run a set of activities once and you're done for the year. Our intention is to continue to invest with the partners who have the greatest success at doing these things. This is a decision that's up to you. It's up to your business design as to which things we are doing that are relevant to you, and it's up to you as to how much you want to invest or how closely you want to go to market with us. And if you go to the last chart, really the key here to get started, this calls a great beginning. It's understand the activities that we're going to do in the marketplace this year. The intent of these calls and the intent of a great deal of our communication is simply to make the things we are doing visible to you. We've heard a lot in the past of, boy, if we could only figure out how to leverage the IBM marketing activities and the IBM marketing engine and the IBM presence, we as a business partner could be far more effective. And we found simple things, like if you run your seminar activity or your direct customer touch activities following our seminars that come through your city or our advertising placements or our product launches, if you do those things in concert or in timing with the things we do, we'll see that synergy, right? We'll see the magnification of those activities and we'll see a greater impact for all of us in the marketplace. The point of this whole big play concept and the point of these calendars and the point of all of these activities is to make those things visible, to help you participate in those things. So understanding on a call like this probably gives you a good overview of what we're doing. Sitting down with your business partner rep and actually building a plan and defining both the timing and the kinds of activities that you'll perform with us and the funding required to do those things are really the keys to getting moving forward. So two things I'd ask you to do. First of all, make sure that your profile in Partner World for Software is accurate, that it accurately reflects what you can do, how you market, what capabilities you have, what certifications you have, etc. And second of all, build a plan. Take advantage of these programs, take advantage of the funding, and dovetail your activities with the activities that we're doing. I think that's the best way for us to collectively have the greatest impact in the marketplace and to touch the customers multiple times. As we all know, the key to driving demand in customers is not hitting them once or hitting them in a sporadic way, but hitting them with a consistent set of messages. When we're in concert and when the messages from IBM and the messages from our partners are consistent and they're timed right, we think that's the way to have the greatest impact. There's lots of detail here on the call. There'll be question and answer session at the end. So good selling, good luck, and have a successful 2004. Thanks.
Thanks, Scott. I think that's a great overview that really describes kind of the market drivers that helped influence IBM's big play go-to-market strategy, as well as kind of the levels of business partner participation and how we can really magnify the impact of our marketing activities when we do work in concert and make sure that we time things adequately, as Scott indicated. So now I'd like to turn the call over to Christopher Spate, and he'll take us through some of the integration solutions that are built on IBM software, what the plans are for IBM go-to-market activities around the integration big play specifically, and he'll also describe some of the demand generation and sales opportunities for our business partners around integration. So, Chris, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you. I'm Chris Spate. I'm the marketing manager for IBM, and I'd like to talk to you today about integration in an on-demand world. Let's go to the next chart. As you can see from our agenda, we have a number of topics we'd like to discuss. The first is integration and on-demand, an explanation of what exactly integration is from an IBM perspective. We'll next talk about integration capabilities, what you should look for in any integration solution from any vendor, and how we at IBM have mapped out our products to these capabilities and have grown the program beyond a single brand focus. We'll next introduce the marketing programs and a description of the overall integration marketing themes. We'll also have a description of the tactics and what we hope we can accomplish with your participation in 2004. We'll also take a look at sales tools that business partners can access as they move forward with integration opportunities and some of our next steps, making you successful in 2004. So if we go to the next chart, the definition of integration has changed often over the past years. Previously, it might have been thought of connecting two applications together, say an order entry system with a product shipping system. Getting these two applications to talk with each other eliminated redundant data entry, which was a savings. As integration evolved, it's gone to things like showing a complete view of your customer. For a bank, integrating credit card, savings, mortgage services allow you to see a total view of your customer when they call you, for example, through a call center. This is another view of integration. But for our purposes, we want to define integration as an enterprise whose business processes integrated end-to-end across the company and with key partners, suppliers, and customers can respond with speed to any customer demand, market opportunity, or external threat. Let's go to the next chart. This diagram shows the convergence of line of business and IT. I like to view it this way. On the left, we have line of business, and they enter with the idea of business transformation. They want to change the way they do business, regardless of the underlying technology infrastructure. They could be, for example, a credit scoring company. They may want to make their services available to a greater number of smaller financial institutions. This business model may be created regardless of the underlying IT requirements, just that the business and economic climate makes sense. On the right, we can view information technology. They view the savings gathered by transforming their IT infrastructure into an on-demand architecture as being compelling. By creating new applications with open standards and with build-to-integrate capabilities, they realize that they can bring applications to market quicker with less development resources. So from a purely IT perspective, it too makes sense, moving to an on-demand environment. When viewing the graphic, we can see where the intersection between line of business and IT occurs within these business processes. From this example, line of business looks to make their credit services available to a wider mass, where IT is building and deploying these processes as web services. These integrated business processes allow the company to transform to a new business model. Let's go to the next slide. When we talk about optimizing your infrastructure for on-demand, we are talking about two things. Integration, which is about connecting people, information, and processes together and delivering that content to any device or person based on their unique requirements. Infrastructure management, which is managing the overall complexity of your on-demand environment, whether that is provisioning of the IT capacity and resources or the automation of redundant system-level tasks. When we look at what is required for integration along the right side of the slide, we come to some quick conclusions. We must leverage what we already have in existence. We cannot rip and replace. So, for example, if you have a CICS application, you might layer it via enterprise modernization from IBM and repurpose that application with a GUI interface. You have now improved your customer-facing applications. Also, your on-demand operating environment needs to match your business design, as we discussed one slide ago. By matching your IT vision with your business objectives, you have a processing environment that is constructed knowing that change is inevitable, and it is based on open standards so that new technologies can be added via best-of-breed solutions, and that it is modular in design so that you can add the functionality you need in a piece-by-piece manner. Let's go to the next chart. Here we're talking about some of the on-demand integration capabilities. As you can see on the left-hand side, we have six. If we look at business modeling, the requirements from an on-demand operating environment is that it's a graphic design process to show flows across people, partners, and application. And business modeling now enables what-if simulation of operations to optimize and project business benefits. When we look at process transformation, we can see the requirements are to create new business value from existing IT systems. What you do is you maximize predictability, efficiency, and quality of application development. When we talk about access and collaboration, we're talking about providing a secure, single point of interaction to people, data, applications, and processes accessed by any device, anywhere, anytime. And finally, when we talk about business process management, the requirements there are to measure business performance against key objectives, provide a framework for improvement, and dynamically change business processes to meet shifting business conditions and meet further business objectives. So if we go to the next chart, while on the previous slide we talked about the capabilities, here we'd like to highlight some of the qualities of IBM Business Integration Software. First is the integrated development environment. The benefit here is one common tool set for application development professionals makes it easier for your developers to be more productive. They only have to learn one user interface. This enables reuse of assets, and it allows you to add functionality into already developed applications. A secure deployment environment enables a smooth and predictable start into production for your newly developed or enhanced applications, regardless of platform. And IBM is the leader in standards-based applications, so the applications developed on one platform can easily be ported to another. This enables you to manage your infrastructure based on your needs and protect your investment as your IT requirements grow. You're not stranded with your development assets across multiple platforms. Again, this provides you with freedom in creating your IT infrastructure. And finally, IBM is the world's largest IT vendor, and not only do we have proven experience and a long list of best practice scenarios for you to reference, partnering with IBM minimizes your risk, knowing IBM as your technology partner will be behind you every step of the way. Let's proceed to the next chart. As you can see, the integration program is geared to both large customers as well as mid-market customers, with products, product bundles, and solution building blocks available. As evidenced, many of the brands play within this program, but the emphasis, however, is primarily on two brands, WebSphere and DB2 Information Management. We have also aggregated products to make the sum more applicable to specific customer pains. These product bundles allow you to quickly address business needs and get you up and running with integration capabilities. If we go to the next chart, what I'd like to do is introduce the 2004 marketing program. As we have stated already, integration is the combination of resources to manage both your internal and external processes, and we have aligned this around three major themes: process integration, people integration, and information integration. So if we go to the next chart, I'd like to talk to you about the drumbeat. Customers will be getting a rolling thunder drumbeat throughout the year according to our major sub-themes. People integration, which is connecting people to improve their throughput and productivity. Process integration, which is connecting and automating manual processes where applicable to improve business processes. And information integration, which is improving the flow of structured and unstructured data within an organization and being able to place data analytics against that information. So if we go to the next chart, here's our overall marketing strategy. And what we do is we map it back to ADA, awareness, interest, desire, and action. The tactics are classical, and they provide you, our business partners, with air cover in explaining how IBM integration solution solve customers' pain points. The goal of the program is to reach white space within an organization not familiar with IBM and to promote integration solutions, as well as touching our install-based customers and upselling them new and complementary products that build out their integration capabilities. So let's go to the next chart. Generating marketplace demand. Four themes get executed each quarter for integration, and all of the themes are supported by the overall advertising campaign. We have an overall integration overarching theme, as well as our process, information, and people integration sub-themes. And all of these are communicated outbound via both direct mail and email. The calendar schedule begins each quarter with an overall integration theme. 4 weeks later, a process integration sub-theme is introduced into the marketplace. 4 weeks hence, information integration. And 4 weeks later, people integration. And these are supported throughout geographies through face-to-face events with the same visuals and the same messages for consistency. Again, this enhances overall integration messaging and plays into the consistent drumbeat and cadence throughout the year for integration. So let's go to the next chart. Let's take a closer look now at our marketing tactics, our sales tools and resources, and how you can get started in integration to become successful. So if we go to our next chart, as we stated earlier, in ADA, the first task is to build awareness. And to this end, we have constructed a series of print ads that customers will be viewing in major magazines internationally. The theme is, middleware is everywhere. Can you see it? Which is a tagline that has tested well with our focus groups. The series of ads, which will evolve throughout 2004, takes a key business challenge by industry and highlights how IBM software addresses these challenges. For this program, the software brands are arranged under an integration solution to meet complex business problems. So let's go to the next chart. Step two, generating marketplace demand. Here are some examples of the creative pieces that will be reaching our customers. Customers receive direct mail letters and also inserts talking about integration. This is repeated for the overview theme as well as process, information, and people sub-themes. Each month, regular cadence, different offers are highlighted for different pieces. It all revolves around drive-to-web tactics. So let's go to the next chart. The integration introduction brochure. Here's an example of the detailed introduction integration brochure. We have more real estate on this brochure to describe the solutions, the key benefits for the offerings, and contact URL and phone numbers to answer any subsequent questions. So if we go to the next chart, how do we follow up with that? Well, it's all about driving leads to our landing page. So the drive to web includes pertinent offers to entice prospects to register on the site. These include white papers, flash demos, and return on investment tools. Once a customer has registered, our lead goes through the internal IBM lead analysis process. Based on certain limits, leads are either passed to IBM face-to-face reps, or often they're passed to our business partners, you, which will allow you to be successful in our 2004 marketing programs. So if we go to the next chart, the Partner World website has everything you need. Bottom line, this is where you should be going for all of your one-stop shopping experience for the integration program. We'll get into more detail on what's available, but this site has all the marketing and sales information you will need to be successful. The site is updated frequently, so it is in your best interest to check back often. So if we go to the next chart, we are here for you throughout the year. This is our calendar for the first half of the integration marketing program. Already constructed, and you may have already accessed our co-marketing templates, enablement roadmaps, and many of you were already on our February Big Play launch teleconference. This calendar represents our commitment to you, our partners, throughout the year and shows our first half deliverable schedule. So let's go to the next chart. As we said before, the first step you should always have in accessing integration information is to visit the Partner World for Software site. The right navigation bar will guide you as you delve into sales and marketing information you can access to be successful, as well as roadmaps to what skill sets you should focus upon and the education required to make you successful in this space. So let's go to the next chart. Get your foot in the door. From a selling resource perspective, you can access current partner executive assessment tools and return on investment calculators from this integration site. A specific business integration assessment tool is just being finalized for partner purposes, and it should be available end of April. It will enable you to engage in a deep-level discussion around business integration, probe customer needs, and produce a detailed set of recommendations and next steps. If we go to the next chart, accessing the Partner World for Software website also enables you to view the skill sets that you will need in pursuing process, people, and information integration opportunities. Roadmaps have been built that enable you to view the different courses you should take and the steps you should take them in. The courses are geared for both analyst and IT-oriented professionals. By deepening your skill set and building complementary brand skills, you will expand your integration opportunities. So if we go to the next chart, we also have tools for you to drive demand generation. Available on the Partner World for Software website are direct mail and email invitations for both process and information integration subthemes. Also included are seminar welcome letters, which detail what prospects will learn at the seminar. And we also have HTML landing pages constructed for you to use on your own websites. Even audience profiles are able to be accessed, so you can target your messages to those people who are the decision makers in organizations that are purchasing integration solutions. So if we go to the next chart, we also have telemarketing resources available for you on the Partner World for Software website. Specific outbound calling scripts that detail exactly what to say to a prospect are offered. Key points to stress for both overall integration options as well as process and information integration subthemes are available on this site. Decision tree support that lets you branch off based on customer responses and overcome customer objectives are also available. So if we go to the next chart, you can also access the IBM on-demand site for information. That's located at www.ibm.com/on-demand. And here you'll find a high-level overview on all of the on-demand initiatives, which includes the on-demand operating environment framework and the business benefits you will realize in implementing an on-demand solution. The executive guide shown here gives you a solid overview of on-demand. So if we go to the next chart, the overall cross-brand integration collateral is being created to support the integration story as well as the integration sub-themes. By early May, business partner-oriented integration kits will be available on the Partner World for Software site, where business partners can add their own logo to aid in demand generation activity. Brand collateral has already been created that will support these specific sub-themes and overall integration themes. WebSphere, Lotus, and DB2 collateral can be aligned for process, people, and information integration access. So if we go to the next chart, these are some of the key sites where you can find additional sales information. As I said before, information on the web is available at www.ibm.com/partnerworld, along with the on-demand sites and specific brand sites such as WebSphere, Data, and Lotus shown here. So if we go to our next chart, we're ready, are you? There's three steps that you can take in becoming successful in integration. As I said before, access the IBM Partner World for Software website, and if you haven't already joined and have a membership, access the site and sign up. And finally, you can contact me, Christopher Spate, and here's my email address, cspate@us.ibm.com, or contact me direct at 401-851-4343. And I'm here to help make you successful as a business partner in the integration space. And that concludes my presentation.
Thank you so much, Christopher. That's really a terrific job of providing kind of the overview of what are integration capabilities, what are the IBM products that support those integration solutions, and also really providing specific tools and resources and next steps for our partners to take so that they can take advantage of IBM's market pull around the people, process, and information integration solutions that you outlined for us today. So thanks again. At this point, we'll move on to our third and final segment before we get to our Q&A section. And this is the Thank Thursday part of the call that I referenced earlier. Just to give you some understanding, Thank Thursday is a new initiative that's been created to allow our business partners to really plan their schedules for when and how they want to access key IBM software enablement information. So again, this is an enablement program, and the focus of these sessions is specifically on selling and product skills around the IBM software brands. So each Thursday, you can plan on getting useful information about the specific IBM software brands, and today we're actually going to talk about a little bit of a focus on WebSphere and some of the business integration solutions. But for more information on that complete schedule of the Think Thursday calls, we encourage you to visit the VIC, which is our Virtual Innovation Center. And for those of you who have not yet been to the VIC, it's a great resource for sales and technical information. There's free online education, and it's available on ibm.com/partnerworld/VIC, and that's V-I-C. And for the Think Thursday information specifically, if you go into the events and conferences section under the sales and marketing tab, you can find all the current information and, again, information on all the calls, who the speakers are going to be, what the agendas are going to be. And we're so thrilled today to be able to introduce Think Thursday and kick off this inaugural program. So today's topic is specifically how to make money with business integration. Sunil Soros, who's the Worldwide Business Unit Executive for SMB Channel Sales with WebSphere, will discuss how IBM business partners can really profit from this great market opportunity that we call integration. The presentation will focus on understanding the current business integration market dynamics. They'll also talk about the software capabilities and qualities that are really needed to be successful. And finally, he'll talk about some proof points that show that IBM is truly the leader in this whole business integration space. So, Sunil, welcome, and thank you so much for helping us kick off Think Thursday today.
Thank you, and good morning, good afternoon, and good evening to our business partners around the world. What I'd like to do is start once again with a definition of on-demand. And on-demand is, what's an on-demand? It's an on-demand business is an enterprise whose business processes integrated end-to-end across the company and with key partners, suppliers, and customers can respond with speed to any customer demand, market opportunity, or external threat. On-demand was introduced by our chairman and CEO, Sam Parmisano, approximately 18 months ago. You've probably seen a number of the commercials, TV, newsprint, etc., all around on-demand. And as you can see from the definition of on-demand, business integration is fundamental. It's all about processes. Next chart, please. The agenda. So I want to talk to you today about four topics. I want to talk to you about the business opportunity and the IBM software momentum around business integration. I want to talk to you about our strategy and our plans. I want to articulate to you the value that you can see in IBM software and how to get started, and if you're already dabbling or working with business integration, how you can move forward. A number of these charts are charts that you can actually use with your customers as well. Next chart, please. So the operating environment is what makes business integration actually happen. So think of the operating environment as the software that is in the customer's environment to actually make whatever it is run, make their business run. So if you look at the graph on the left, you can see that we've got a fairly sizable opportunity in software for business integration, 2004 going all the way to 2007. On the right-hand side, you can see the total operating environment opportunity by industry. Not a big surprise, but you can see a number of the industries there that have a huge opportunity: government, banking, computer services, etc. Next chart, please. Market leadership. Follow the leader just got harder. We in WebSphere were extremely proud of the work that has been done over the last few years. And the analysts have been very clear that WebSphere is the undisputed leader in the integration market. You can see the data on the top right-hand side from IDC talking about the application deployment platform software market. You can see that IBM is clearly the leader. The bottom right corner, you can see that Gartner in 2002, we're still waiting for 2003 numbers. We expect they'll be even better. But WebSphere is the undisputed leader across multiple markets: application servers, integration broker suites, portals, message-oriented middleware, application platform suites at the composite market and transaction processing markets. Next chart, please. IBM is committed to open standards within business integration. So there's a whole host of standards that we support that are all open. You can see web services, Java, XML, etc. Next chart, please. IBM is committed to business integration. And business integration spans across multiple brands within IBM software. We have over 100 million users of Lotus Integrated Collaborative software. We have over 500,000 companies relying on DB2 information management. We have a $1 billion investment in engineering, and we made a number of acquisitions over the last few years, most recent being Trigo. We acquired Holosophics. We acquired Crossworld Software a couple of years ago. We've got a number of industry solutions in the space. We've got a number of products. And WebSphere is in 91 of the top 100 global companies. And we won any number of awards. Next chart, please. Now that I've spoken to you about the business opportunity and the momentum that IBM software has shown in the space, I'd like to talk to you about our strategy. Next chart, please. So the IBM strategy within business integration falls within three areas. First off, it's all about e-business on demand and business integration. It's aligning with the business priorities. Second, it's about small and medium business. It's about meeting the needs of mid-market customers and the business partners. And third, it's about enabling industry solutions that really help us to talk to customers about their problems in business terms. Remember, business integration is about process, and fundamentally, when you have a process discussion with a customer, you're having the discussion with the line of business executive who's really focused on their customer service process or their payment process or their end-to-end transaction processing process. Next chart, please. Integration is key to on-demand. What is a business process? The dictionary definition of a business process says it's a series of ordered steps that, when executed, gets work done. If you look at the bottom of this chart, there are three different stages, if you will, in terms of companies that are looking at automating their processes. There is automating a process, and it's bounded by a function. So you could have a contact center process, you could have a customer service process, a financial process, a manufacturing process, and an HR process. The next phase has some level of integration where you're automating processes beyond functions. So maybe your HR process will talk to your finance process that talks to your supply chain process. But on-demand is about creating a virtual enterprise. You're looking at extending the bounds of the process beyond the enterprise to encompass suppliers, to encompass business partners, and encompass customers. Next chart, please. So we were looking for a way to articulate IBM's multiple capabilities within this area, and we have the concept of the business integration capabilities from IBM. So within business integration, we think of our capabilities in six areas. We think of modeling. So you can think of sitting down with a line of business executive and using a product that we have called WebSphere Business Integration Modeler that will help the line of business executive understand their end-to-end process for loan processing, for example. Now, what WBI Modeler, WebSphere Business Integration Modeler, lets you do, it lets you build an as-is process and a to-be process. Not only that, you can then run a simulation to say how you can change certain variables, such as the amount of time it takes to do a certain process and how those changes manifest themselves in savings. You can run simulations. So now that you've sat down with a line of business executive and you've done a model, you can talk in terms of transform. You can transform applications, you can transform processes, and you can transform data. A simple example of a product that will let you do transform will be the product called HATS, Host Access Transformation Server. This product is used by customers who've got 3270 or 5250 green screen applications, and they're looking to web-enable those applications, essentially running on Z-series or I-series. Another capability, of course, is integrate. This is probably one of the more important capabilities, and this is about integrating resources applications, processes, and information. WebSphere Business Integration Server, WebSphere Business Integration Message Broker, WebSphere MQ. They're all examples of products we have within this capability. The next capability is Interact. It's about interacting with resources at any time. It's about letting employees within a company access information. It's about letting you access information from any device. Some of the capabilities we have with WebSphere Portal will let you do that. Some of the pervasive capabilities we have are on accessing information from a cell phone using a wireless device or using your voice with voice recognition software all fall within the space. WebSphere Voice Server, WebSphere EveryPlace Access, and of course WebSphere Portal. Finally, you need to be able to manage this entire process. You model the process. You probably made some transformations. You've integrated applications and processes. You're allowing your customers and your partners to access that information. But now you need a dashboard to enable the line of business executive to make real-time decisions. If I've got two call centers, one in Dallas and one in New York, and they both go down, I need a dashboard that tells me the customers in Dallas are higher net worth individuals, therefore I need to get that call center up and running faster. That's an example of the managed capability. We have a product called WBI Monitor that will let you do that for you. Finally, Accelerate. This is something that gives you code that will accelerate time to market. So WebSphere Commerce is a great example of a capability that will accelerate your time to market if you want to build a business-to-consumer selling site or business-to-business. We've got collaborations for WebSphere Business Integration as another example of an accelerate capability. Next chart, please. So coupled with the capabilities, we have qualities. And the qualities are the things that customers traditionally have looked at and respected as value propositions from IBM. So there's the simple integrated development environment. A lot of the IBM development tools are being based on Eclipse. WebSphere Studio is a good example of a development environment, an IDE, that's based on Eclipse. And WebSphere Studio provides you roles-based development. So you could be a tester or you could be a developer. You could be developing applications for the web or for voice or wireless or for portal, and all your developers, different roles, are all using the same environment. Great value proposition. Secure and scalable deployment, I don't need to say that. IBM's business integration products are used in very large-scale implementations, and we'll give you a few examples later in the presentation. We've spoken about IBM standards leadership. We have proven experience, and we support a service-oriented architecture with web services. Next chart, please. eBay. eBay is the poster child of a customer that has very rigorous reliability and availability requirements. The chart says they need greater than 99.9% availability, and they make changes to their website in real time, and they do not expect their website to go down because it is mission critical. The products they used to help them do that were WebSphere Application Server, WebSphere Studio Application Developer for application development, and some of the Tivoli products. Next chart, please. So let's talk about the next element to the business integration strategy and plans in this area, and that's SMB. Next chart, please. So the SMB strategy from IBM needs business partners. Quite honestly, IBM does not have the blue suit coverage to cover the SMB market. 79% of the solutions within the SMB market are driven through local solution providers. We support multiple platforms. We're not proprietary, and we do not compete in the application space with our business partners. We don't sell applications. Next chart, please. Clearly, we understand what SMB customers need. I won't go through this chart, but some examples would be we understand that SMB solutions need to be priced economically. They need a complete solution as opposed to a bunch of piece parts. They need to be easy to learn and use, easy to install, integrate, etc. The Express portfolio, for example, WebSphere Application Server Express, DB2 Express, WebSphere MQ Express, etc., are great examples of products that have been shipped by IBM because IBM understands the needs of the mid-market. Chart 16, the next chart, please. So here are some of the examples of products and offerings that cater to business integration. So I'll just call out some products: WebSphere Application Server, WebSphere Portal, WebSphere Business Integration, DB2 Information Integrator. These are products for larger clients. We spoke about some of the Express products for mid-market clients. The key point here is business integration encompasses multiple brands with an IBM software group. Ultimately, customers are looking to business integration is fundamentally one of the things they do. You can see products within the WebSphere brand, within DB2. We're looking at Lotus as well, and Tivoli. Next chart, please. So here's an example of a customer, plastic surgery center, that had a specific problem. They needed a doctor portal to streamline their processes, and they used WebSphere Express and Lotus software along with a business partner to build that portal. They received their full payback in just 3 weeks, and they have $250,000 a year in additional revenue. Chart 18, Majestic Wine. Another example of a customer in the SMB space. They built an online wine store, a hosted e-commerce solution, and they built that using the WebSphere portfolio of products. Chart 19. Let's talk about the final element to the IBM business integration strategy and plans, and that's industry solutions. Next chart, please. So based on our analysis, what we've done is we've categorized the solutions that IBM needs to target into 12 industries, and those industries are banking, financial markets, insurance, automotive, electronics, retail, consumer products, energy and utilities, telecom, life sciences, healthcare, and government. So IBM will not actually build the applications. We're not in the applications business, but we will tailor our middleware to cater to those markets. So the Trico acquisition is a great example of IBM offering middleware to cater to the retail market. We will also have industry know-how to help our customers and our business partners address problems within that industry. Next chart, please. So this chart is a matrix that says for the 12 industries that we spoke about on the earlier page, there are 4 or 5 solutions that our research indicates are key candidates that address customer pains within that industry. And IBM software has products and offerings within each of these solutions. Next chart, please. Now that I've spoken to you about the business opportunity, IBM software momentum within business integration, and I've given you a sense for the business integration strategy and plans, I'd like to talk to you about the value that you will see with our software. Next chart, please. So why would you want to team with IBM software around business integration? First of all, it's around increased efficiency. If you're a business partner and you're selling solutions, vendor solutions to a customer, you want to look at a portfolio that's standards-based. It's based on components. We have a well-integrated stack that will reduce the work that you have to put in. You will see increased software sales. Clearly, a lot of the discussions we had earlier will help you sell more software. You will see more services opportunities. The experience that we have is that IBM software yields services that are around 8 times the software revenues. It may vary by brand, but that's approximately the average. And then clearly market leadership. The charts that you saw early on in this presentation make it very clear that there's a lot of momentum around business integration, in particular WebSphere. Chart 24, talk about how it's important to focus on not just one brand, but multiple brands. If you look at the chart on the left, it shows that business partner revenue tends to be the highest when a business partner focuses on 3 to 4 brands. It's 8 times as high as when they only focus on one brand, which is obvious because of economies of scope. And the chart on the right shows how a business partner will be more profitable, 5 times as more profitable, with 3 or 4 brands than if they focused on just one brand. The next chart, please. Why is partnering with IBM software a winning strategy? Well, we've shown market leadership. We have a strong focus on partners. We have a strong set of middleware offerings across the different brands. We have a clear strategic vision. Our business integration strategy is around the business integration products themselves. It's around SMB. It's around industry solutions. Next chart, please. So finally, what I want to talk to you about is how you can get started or move even faster with business integration. Next chart, please. So there's really two elements to it. The first element to partnering with IBM is get enabled. Learn what we have. And second, and even more important, is probably going to market either on your own or collaboratively with our sales force. Next chart, please. Clearly, you want to join Partner Worlds. Chris spoke to you about that. The URL is right here. You should leverage the Virtual Innovation Center. They've got some tremendous capabilities for online mentoring, pretty much on a 24/7 basis, and get educated and certified with the UPass WePay program. The three URLs are on this page. You want to take the first steps today. Take advantage of Partner World, get certified, and most importantly, get in touch with your business partner rep or your WebSphere or Lotus or Tivoli business development rep to understand how you can work better with IBM. As an aside, the IBM software group has realigned our software sales representatives, our sales reps. We've got many more sales reps who are now generalists who sell the entire software portfolio, all five brands, Lotus, Tivoli, WebSphere, Data, and Rational. And we've got fewer brand specialists. So as a result, when I'm out there working with customers and working with our sales teams, they tell me that they really need the technical skills that they can bring into a customer to help the customer make a decision, influence the customer to make a decision around a specific brand. So our sales reps, the ones I talk to, the ones my peers talk to, are really looking to business partners with strong technical skills to help them talk to customers and help influence those decisions. So certainly talk to your business partner rep, your business development rep. Leverage all the marketing work that Chris laid out for you. Leverage your co-marketing dollars to really figure out how you can connect better with the IBM software sales team. Next chart, please. I wanted to thank you for your time today, and I'd like to turn it over to the operator for any questions.
Actually, Sunil, thank you so much for taking us through all that great information. I hope our business partners are inspired now on all the great opportunities to go out and make money with business integration solutions. We're going to get to the Q&A in just 1 second, but first we're actually going to go out on a limb here, and we're actually going to ask you guys what you think about these calls. So we're going to try and do something a little bit new here and take an electronic poll. So, April, if you are ready, can you step us through how to do the survey?
Certainly, thank you. As Christy mentioned, we would now like to conduct a brief electronic survey. Your feedback is very important, and we appreciate the time you take to answer these questions. Please listen to all options presented and then make your selection by pressing the star key followed by the appropriate number on your telephone keypad. For our first question today, did today's teleconference teach the learning objectives and skills that you expected? If you felt today's teleconference was excellent, press star 1. If you felt today's conference was good, press star 2. For fair, press star 3. Or for poor, press star 4. And we'll pause for just a moment to allow everyone a chance to respond.
And while you guys are responding, obviously the thought here is that we want to make sure that when we're producing these kind of calls, and particularly as we move forward with the Think Thursday Business Partner Enablement Program, we want to make sure that you guys are getting the content that you really find valuable here. So this is a way for us to at least start to get a sense, and we also encourage your specific feedback on ways that we can continue to improve these calls. So we appreciate your feedback.
Moving on to question 2, please let us know if the presentation materials for today's teleconference were at the appropriate level. If you felt the materials were excellent, press star 1. If you felt they were good, press star 2. For fair, press star 3. Or for poor, press star 4. And we'll pause another moment.
before our next question, please let us know if the presenter led the teleconference at the appropriate level. If you felt the presentation of today's teleconference was excellent, press star 1. If you felt the presentation of today's teleconference was good, press star 2. If you felt it was fair, press star 3. Or for poor, press star 4. And we'll pause another moment. For our fourth question, please let us know if you can use the information presented today to create or further your opportunities with your customers. If you agree that you can use the information presented today to create or further your opportunities with your customers, please press star 1. If you disagree with this statement, press star 2. And we'll pause a moment and be back with our final question. And now for our final question, please rate the overall course. If you would rate the overall course as excellent, press star 1. If you would rate the overall course as good, press star 2. If you would rate the overall course as fair, press star 3. Or if you would rate the overall course as poor, press star 4.
And so this is a way, obviously, for us to capture kind of generally how we're doing. I've also added to the e-meeting some note where if you have specific feedback on these calls or programs, I've included my email, which is Christy, K-R-I-S-T-I, underscore Schaffner, at us.ibm.com, if you have feedback on the Lunch and Learn series, or for the new Think Thursday program, if you have specific feedback, please send that to Arlene, which is A-R-L-I-N-E, at us.ibm.com. So again, appreciate your general feedback and look forward to seeing some specific feedback on these calls and programs as well. So does that wrap us up for the polling, April?
And that will conclude our survey. We do thank you for taking the time to respond to our questions and assist us with future Lunch and Learn topics. We will now move on to the most important part of today's program, taking your questions. To ask a question, simply press the star or asterisk key followed by the digit 1 on your telephone keypad. If you're using a speakerphone, please make sure your mute function is turned off to allow your signal to reach our equipment. So we may respond to as many questions as possible, please initially limit yourself to one question. If you have additional questions, you are welcome to press star 1 again later on in the session. We'll take as many questions as time permits and proceed in the order that you signal us. Once again, to ask a question, press star 1 now, and we'll pause for just a moment.
And while you're queuing up your questions, I'd just like to introduce the Q&A panel. Today we have joining us, of course, Christopher Spate and Sunil Soares. We also have from the Business Partner Marketing Organization, Darla Alvarez, Dee Peterson-Wise, and Pam Sharma. So we look forward to taking those questions.
Just a reminder, that is star 1 to ask a question.
So, Sunil, while we're waiting for the partners to queue up their questions, you've had some good customer success stories in there. What are the one or two things that you think have been that we can kind of directly attribute some of those successes to?
Clearly, it's a lot of it has to do with IBM's commitment to the Express product line, IBM's commitment to understanding the needs of the SMB market, but more importantly, all these customers had an IBM business partner that was associated with that account and worked either on their own or collaboratively with the IBM software sales team.
Great. Thank you. April, do we have any questions?
Currently, there are no questions in our queue. However, I would like to remind everyone, if you do have a question, you may press star 1 now.
And again, while we're waiting, Christopher, I'll just ask you, can you give us a little bit of feedback on what the customer response has been so far to some of the integration activities that you guys have taken to market?
Sure. That's a good question. So far, the response has been very good. And, you know, both Sunil and I detailed about how customers are not pigeonholed into particular brands. And so with our demand gen activities and some of the outbound marketing activities that we have done, the customers are very welcome to seeing IBM going to market with a solution approach and looking at from a solution needs and being able to aggregate the brands, such as with an integration, our key brands, again, being WebSphere, DB2 Information Management, and Lotus, going out to market with that cohesive view from a brand perspective to solve the business problems and with business solutions. So all in all, the response has been quite successful so far.
Great. So any questions?
Our first question will come from Karen Wabi with InfoSystems.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Is there a place where you can download the Think Thursday portion of the presentation? Several of the charts had a great deal more information on it than I was able to digest as we went through it.
You bet. Speed writing. So there are two places. Great question. I will go ahead and post Sunil's presentation to the BP Zone under the teleconferences where we have all the other presentations for the Lunch and Learn series. So that will be available for you to download starting tomorrow. In addition, it's available now on the Quick Place that we use for some of these sales programs and enablement programs. And let me just give you that URL again. It's http://extranet, which is extranet.lotus.com/sales talk, which is all one word, so it's SalesTalk. And when you enter that Quick Place, it'll ask you for a username and password. The username is sales/talk, and sales with a capital S, and talk with a capital T. So again, that's sales/talk. And then the password is GoLotus, which is all one word, and it's lowercase, so it's GOLOTUS. And if you pop in there, you can find all the information on the Think Thursdays and go ahead and access Sunil's presentation.
Thank you.
Sure, thank you.
Moving on, we'll hear from Kevin Mangan with Rock Solid.
Hi, I just had the same question. I just wanted to get Sunil's slides, so thank you.
Okay, great.
One final reminder to our audience, press *1 to ask a question.
And just while we're waiting to see if there are any other questions, I would just like to remind everybody that we encourage you to join us for the next Lunch and Learn call, which will be covering the SMB Play in conjunction with Third Thursday again. And that will be 2 weeks from today on Thursday, May 6th at 11 a.m. Eastern. And as I mentioned, the Lunch and Learn topic is the SMB Big Play, and the Think Thursday topic is actually expand your marketing opportunities with IBM DB2 Information Management Express Solutions. And so we'll have John Zeising, who's the Alliance Manager, and he'll talk about the DB2 Express portfolio and really drill down into some of the information on that and provide you with a value proposition and the messages to bring forward in your discussions with customers. So it'll be a little bit of a deep dive on DB2 Information Management Express. So we hope you can join us on May 6th for our next in the series. Do we have any other questions?
Our final question will come from Larry Kam of Helotropic Systems.
Hey there. How are you doing today?
Hey, thanks for joining us.
Okay. I think early on, Chris mentioned contacting our business partner representatives.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an independent consultant. Who exactly would be my business partner representative?
That's a very good question. That assumption I was making was that if you had already filled out a partner plan and that you had a business partner manager assigned to you. That's a good question. I'm not quite sure, and I don't know if Darla or Dee could answer that question.
Actually, Chris, I can take that one. This is Christy.
Okay.
So what I'm going to actually do, I don't know if you're in the e-meeting, but I'll take you over there, and then I'll also kind of talk you through it. If you go out to the BP zone, so I'm going to take you if you guys want to follow along, under software membership
mm-hmm.
In the BP zone, which is in the left-hand navigation bar, you will actually see, I believe it's under how to contact us. And let's see if I made right. So if you go into the How to Contact Us, you'll see right here where we've got the channel sales contacts for North America. And then obviously if you're calling in from a different geography, when you log in, it will recognize your geography and provide you with a sales context for your specific geography. But for North America, we'll just pop in, and you can see that it will provide a list of exactly who the contacts are, their email address, their phone information, and that's a good place to start. The other place that's a great resource for you if it's not a sales-related question is this whole Partner World Contact Services. And they're a good resource about materials that might be available on the website and other resources that are available to you through your IBM Partner World for Software relationship.
Aha. Terrific.
Okay.
That was worth this lunch.
Good. Okay.
That was definitely worth this lunch. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Any other questions, April?
It appears there are no further questions. Christy, I'd like to turn things back over to you.
Great. So thank you, everyone, so much for taking the time to join us today. It's obviously you guys that make these calls important and meaningful. I'd also like to thank our wonderful presenters and our question and answer panelists. And at this point, that concludes our call, and we'll speak to you on May 6th.
That will conclude today's conference. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.